I'm doing great. Just trying to get my snow emergency routes cleared and hoping that our WTOP listeners can help us out a little.
We're going to try to do that. Folks know that they cannot be on those roads designated as snow emergency routes during intense weather like this. Cars will be towed and there are some pretty hefty fines as well, correct?
Yes, I think some people believe that even though we announced the snow emergency yesterday and that it would start this morning at 9:30, people will think that if the snow's not falling, then that's really not a problem. But the problem is twofold. One is those who came to work today, most everyone was released at noon, and now we're hoping to get those commuters out in residents' home quickly. Plus, we've got heavy equipment out there that's trying to pre-treat roadways. And once the snow starts falling, it's too late to clear those emergency routes. We need those lanes. So those are extra lanes that are open to help us get large amounts of traffic out of the city. So please, if you've got your vehicle on a snow emergency route, I know that they have traveling along Pennsylvania Avenue and a couple other spots. 30 to 50 tickets been issued, and we got tow cranes coming to move those cars. But this is a... this is kind of a serious storm. We really need people to help us out here.
Yeah, Chief, we've been hearing that the snow is going to maybe start falling over D.C. this hour, so folks don't really have a lot of time before those flakes start falling, and I imagine not a lot of time before they see their car on the back of a tow truck.
Yes, and the fines are heavy. It's a $250 fine plus the impound and towing fees. Just need people to... we prefer not to do that, and I'm sure people prefer not to pay those fines either, so... just hoping some of the folks listening can reach out and help get those roads clear for us.
Chief, we know that response time for any emergency crews once the snow is falling and is piling up is going to be somewhat limited. And we know you will have your staff fully deployed here this weekend. What can people expect in terms of the response from the D.C. police should emergencies arise and they need to bring in the police officer?
So we're going to respond to all emergency calls for service. We did it throughout Snowmageddon, and we intend to do it throughout this snowstorm as well. If you have a police report that needs to be taken, so it's not a crime in progress, it's not an emergency, we can take those reports over the phone, and in some cases you can get them done online. But if there is a need for a police response, we are going to respond. We do have heavy vehicles, four-wheel drive vehicles, and if we need to move to the Humvees, we have Humvees on standby, so we will be responding.
Always nice to have those lying around. Chief, we have this Caps game that's been moved up to 5 o'clock. Are you concerned about the safety implications of that with people being out on the roads then?
Well, you know, I've had some discussions with the Verizon and their security personnel. We do normally support those events at the Verizon Center, you know, helping facilitate getting fans and public in and out of there. But, you know, I've already explained to them that right now emergency services are going to be priority. So we don't know if we're going to be able to support with officers that venue this afternoon, because when this snow starts falling, it's going to come fast and furious. And I anticipate that our officers are going to be managing getting DPW vehicles around, responding to priority calls. So we may not be able to be there to support them tonight.
All right, Chief, thanks for checking in with us. We will be checking back with you throughout the weekend as we see how this storm affects everything throughout the city and beyond. That is Metropolitan Police Chief Kathy Lanier. Again, cars on snow emergency routes in the district need to be moved. Otherwise, they are going to be ticketed and towed.